This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Get some Hey Man Ale in your life. Watermelon Lime coming out, and it's going to be in all Publix. You can ask for it in the state of Georgia. It's at your local package store, Total Wine, Bullets, all the great places, guys. And we thank everybody who carries the beer and make sure you get some. We will hear from Matt Ryan. And if you're wondering, and you're just joining us for the first time today, and you're like, hey, well, why are we hearing from Matt Ryan? Mikey did what a lot of players have done in their careers, and that is sign a one-day deal so he could retire as a Falcon. Right. And that's what happened today. And then he spoke.
Yeah, and I know that for some folks they shrug. But again, for a guy that has done everything he's accomplished here and now we'll wait and see when he does get that gold jacket, he's always been the epitome of a class act. And we'll hear some of the things that Matt had to say, some really heartwarming stuff too. And it was Carl and I were laughing earlier watching him break down his first throw in the NFL, which was a touchdown to Michael Jenkins for a 62-yard score. But it was important for him to retire as a Falcon. And it was as Matt joked, a club-friendly deal.
It really was. And remember, you know, again, I think he did everything that he could do to bring this city a championship. But Matt Ryan, a class act, moral Matt coming up in the legacy of Matt Ryan. Grant's going to join us in about 25 minutes. Right now, though, as we continue to prepare for the draft on Thursday, that's the first round. As I said to you guys, I want to see what happens Friday, Saturday, all weekend. Christopher Price, who is with the Boston Globe, he's also with the Believe Network, covers the NFL, and host a podcast with former Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan. Christopher, thanks for jumping on with us, man. I think as we here in Atlanta talk about this draft, we're wondering what's going to happen before we get to 8. And a lot of people think that there'll be 3, 4, maybe even 5 quarterbacks I've heard taken in the first 15. I don't know what it looks like. But tell us about the Patriots. Is this pick up for grabs? Are they open to a trade?
The only way they're open to a trade is if someone knocks them sideways with a Godfather-style offer, like a Herschel Walker kind of trade that involves more picks than have initially been discussed. I know there's an awful lot of conversation out there right now about Minnesota taking 11-23 and something else to New England for that number 3 overall pick. I still don't think it gets it done. I think that they need to throw more into the mix there. If you're talking about giving up a 3rd overall pick in a quarterback-rich draft, especially when you're a quarterback-needy team like New England. So that's really, for me, the only scenario I can imagine where New England does not stay where they are and take either Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
What did you make of that Commanders? We called it a Hunger Games-style meeting where they threw all the quarterbacks in the mix. Is there any way they don't draft Jaden Daniels?
Fight to the death, exactly. Yeah, I love that. I think, look, put it this way, even in the post-Daniel Snyder era, I don't have a whole lot of faith in Washington doing the right thing. But, you know, that being said, they'd be foolish if they didn't take Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is a home run pick. And like I said, if I'm New England, I go for Jaden Daniels. I would take him if he fell to number 3. I think he is, I think he's a big swing for a team in New England that needs a big swing right at this point in their overall development.
Christopher Price joining us. Again, Believe Network, NFL analyst, Boston Globe. What's changed with Gerard Mayo? With the not having Belichick there for now for the first time in what 20 some odd years, what's changed?
It's all different, man. It really is. It's a little surreal to be able to walk into a press conference and know that you're going to get an in-depth answer. And that's not to say the bill wasn't great, at times, but they were, especially over the course of last year, it got a little bit lean from time to time. Mm. And so Gerard has kind of opened things up a little bit. We're talking to coordinators. We're talking to assistants, both on and off the record. And it's really enjoyable. It's interesting to see how they're going to kind of go about trying to build this all back again. I'm not saying they're going to be back in the postseason within a year, but I think that there is, when you talk to both Elliott Wolf and Gerard Mayo, there is a cautious sense of optimism that they're going to figure this thing out. They're going to get the quarterback that they think gives them the best chance to win. But it's not going to be a year turnaround. This is going to take a couple of years. But, they have a really good defense. They need to add some pieces on the offensive side of the ball, again, including the quarterback. But, again, there's a level of optimism here that they can figure this thing out sooner rather than later.
We were enjoying the article that came out last week written about Belichick, and we actually privy to more information, being a little bit closer to it. But how surprised were you that nobody else kicked the tires on Belichick other than the Falcons?
I'm very surprised. And look, there were places that just weren't a good fit, and I understand that. I think that's part of the conversation here. But yeah, I'm a little bit surprised that this is the first time in what 50 something years that Bill is going to go into a National Football League season without a job. I think it's going to be interesting to see him do some work with Omaha Productions and Peyton Manning, and he's probably going to get some work in with NFL Films. I know he really likes those guys, but it's very, very strange. It's not only strange in New England, but it's strange within the context of the National Football League that there's no Bill Belichick this year. It is. It's unique. It's different. I personally think he's going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys by the start of the 2025 season. But, who knows? We'll see.
Right. What about the situation with the Patriots specifically? I just heard Brady talk about, hey, I'm open to a team if, they call. Christopher, you covered this guy for all the time he was there. Like, what's going on?
Is that ego?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think part of it is a little bit, part of it's ego. I think part of it is a desire to kind of remain relevant on the NFL landscape as a player. I think he misses it. I think he's always going to miss it. But, Michael Jordan came back and played for the Washington Wizards, right? I think we've already seen that phase of Tom Brady's career with Tampa Bay. It's hard for guys to exit the stage. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that with Tom Brady. And, we see it from great athletes from time to time. And I think this is just kind of Brady being Brady. I don't think he's ever going to be able to turn off that competitive fire. So, how he finds an outlet for that moving forward, maybe it's in broadcasting, maybe it's owning part of the Raiders, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, he's never dull, that guy.
Talking with Christopher Prince, guys, from the Boston Globe and the Believe Network. And since he's from New England, we thought we'd throw those questions at him. By the way, do you feel that he's going to be the next level broadcaster? I mean, I'm looking for Johnny Miller, attitude and edge. Is Tom prepared to do that?
Yeah, I do. I think that we're seeing a little bit of I don't want to say a remaking of Tom Brady, but, you see him make the public comments that he's made, especially, I think he came out last week. He was on a podcast with a barber or something and talking about how, kids these days, it's not about them. It's about the team and, kind of keeping your focus and keeping your focus on what's important and stuff. So I think we're going to see him do more of that. Put it this way. I think the worst possible scenario is him ending up like Joe Montana. And I don't know if you guys remember
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
He was a lousy broadcaster. He didn't want to see anything, nothing critical. Yeah. And so I think Brady is going to be more critical than that. Look, this is a guy, maybe that team we talked about is competitive fire. This is a guy who really wants to be good at whatever he does. And so I think we're going to see some of that poured into his broadcasting career.
Yeah, I hope so. I like edgy Brady.
Right.
I just do.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know how much of you guys got that there. Listen, we didn't cover him every day. We just saw him usually in the playoffs, right? And he always had the right things to say, but he has an edge to him. And I don't think you have the kind of success that he had if you don't. But can he translate that? And I'm with you. I think if he can do that, then it's going to be a lot of fun, and he's going to have a lot of fans because people are going to be like, oh, I can't believe Brady said that. Christopher Price is our guest, guys. We're talking about the NFL draft coming up. Here's an interesting thing, Christopher, and I just want to bring this up as you guys are in the quarterback market. Trevor Lawrence, right, in 2021 was the number one overall pick. Zach Wilson, who was traded today to the Broncos, by the way, guys, Pick swap, 6th and 7th to the Broncos, was the number 2 pick. Traded. Trade Lance, 49ers at 3. Traded to the Cowboys for nickels and dimes. Justin Fields, traded to the Steelers. The top 4 quarterbacks, basically, or 3 quarterbacks after Trevor Lawrence, even, what, 3 years after the draft, we're still wondering what they're going to be. Are you concerned about any of that happening in this particular draft? I know you say you're sold on you know, Jaden Daniels, but you look at that history and you go, man, are we getting the right guy?
Yeah, I mean, you guys didn't bring up the Mac Jones.
That's
you
right.
Know, Mac Jones was taken 15th overall in that draft, and he didn't, you know, he turned out to be, you know, not all by his own doing, but I mean, he turned out to be a bit of a dud here in New England. So yeah, look, it's an imperfect science, and so many things have to fall into place for your quarterback to have success, and so much of it is above and beyond. I can speak to what happened here in New England. That Mac was a guy who needed everything around him to be perfect. He needed to be surrounded by all Americans or Pro Bowlers or whatever the case may be. And when things started to break down, he didn't have that, you know, extra gear. He wasn't wired to make, you know, chicken salad out of, you know, chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, basically.
Yeah.
So it was a struggle for him. And I guess ultimately, like I said, it just kind of underscores the fact that it's when you get down to it, you think that you know you can put the guy through every single exercise. You can bring him into the building. You can work him out. You can, you know, put film on. You can go to the whiteboard. You can do everything you can, but you just don't know. You have to hope. And at the end of the day, it's about surrounding the guy with talent as much as it is the guy itself. I firmly believe that. That was one of the reasons why Brady succeeded early in his career. That's why you see a lot of these young guys succeed early in their careers. The only guy who I know for sure in this draft who is going to two guys who I know are going to be sure things in this draft. Caleb Williams, I think, is the closest thing to Patrick Mahomes you have in this draft. I think Caleb Williams has a chance to be special. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best offensive skill position player that we're going to see in this draft, who's going to succeed wherever he ends up going. The rest of it, it's all a crapshoot.
Yeah. And by the way, I know we're talking a lot of Patriots, but since you are an inside source up there, I never understood how Saban and his best buddy in the sport couldn't get on the same page about what this quarterback's limitations were or weren't.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have thought that would have come with, like, total. It's almost like a toy that comes with instructions. Here's how this guy works.
Yeah. You know, the other thing too, man, about that. And look, if I'm Mac Jones, because I don't want to go too far afield here, but I mean, if Mac Jones is going to be free agent after this coming season, if I'm Mac Jones, I go wherever Josh McDaniels ends up, because Josh McDaniels was the one guy who was able to unlock Mac Jones over the course of a full season when he was a rookie. He played very well. He had Josh McDaniels as an offensive coordinator. Josh was able to get through to him. I think that's something to look forward to if you're in the Mac Jones business come 2025.
All right, Christopher, you just mentioned Maserati, Marvin Harrison. There's no way. I think it's going to be a lot of chalk after all this hype. But if the Cardinals, I mean, is there any way the Cardinals, you'd have to come with, like, again, 3 number 1, some sort of crazy deal. So do you feel that we will see those guys? Same thing goes for the Chargers. I think Harbaugh's kind of a wild card in this draft as well. Will those guys go position players?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. Look, when the only thing when you think about Harbaugh and you talk about him being a wild card, and I love that angle, that analogy when you talk about Harbaugh, because you wonder about Harbaugh and J.J. McCarthy. I'm not saying that he's ticketed for Los Angeles, even with the situation that they have. Look, you know, they're set, at least theoretically. They're just Herbert, you know, they're set at the quarterback position. But you look at it and you wonder if he is pumping his tires for some other reason. You know, this is the silly season. I mean, you guys know this. I know this. So, you know, you pull on every single thread and you wonder what's going to happen. But that was one of the things that I was thinking about. Look, Marvin Harrison, like I said, wherever Marvin Harrison ends up going, I think he's going to be a success. Marvin Harrison is, you know, it's, I heard someone say this, it's basically like, you know, he's Marvin Harrison reincarnated. You know, the same skill set, the same name, the whole bit, man. Right. He is going to be a stud in this league. And again, Caleb Williams, I think, is going to be a stud in this league. The rest of it is just, you know, again, I don't want to call it a crapshoot again, but it's, you know, that's where we are with this. I think, again, if you're New England, you're not overthinking it. Unless someone comes at you with a Godfather style offer, you take one of those two quarterbacks. This is a quarterback-rich draft. You're a quarterback-needy team. You got to get things rolling again.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out. Christopher Price, thanks for jumping on with us, man. We appreciate it. Continued success. covers the teams up there for the Boston Globe and obviously the NFL for the Believe Network. Appreciate you, man.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Yeah, good stuff. Coming up, what did Matt Ryan say to the fans of Atlanta today as he signed a one-day contract to retire as a Falcon? We'll let you hear all the things Matt answered questions today. He talked about his first play as a Falcon, and he's honored to be in the same realm as Dominique and Chipper. It's on the way on Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
I don't care what you say, it's not even close. He's the best Falcon to put on a uniform. He leaves Atlanta as its career leader in wins, passing yards, touchdowns, completions, attempts. 65.5% completion rate is the highest among quarterbacks who started more than one season for the franchise. It's not even close. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You may have an opinion that is negative of Matt Ryan. I don't. I think Matt Ryan is a treasure. And I don't know if he got the respect that he deserves or still doesn't, Mike. But today he did something that a lot of guys have done in the NFL. And I think it was the right thing to do because I don't see Matt as anything but a Falcon.
Yeah, man. We talked about this earlier to start the show when the word came out that he was going to retire as a Falcon, which is important to players. That's why guys do it across, you know, all sports. That's when you have that connection to a franchise. It means something to people, and it meant something to Matt. And we're going to play some of the sound for you in just a sec. But just to double down on what you're talking about, said this earlier for guys who didn't live in Atlanta. In 2008, it was positively toxic. You know, Mike Vick electrified the city and then disappointed the city. And then there's still people that still can't wrap their head around what the hell happened back then. But Matt walks into that. He's drafted third overall, and, you know, you had people like me going, ah, he's not the guy. Go with the dude from LSU.
Dorsey.
Yeah, Dorsey was the tackle. But no, I just think that, and you know, then you later on, he gives you the first back-to-back winning seasons. He establishes a culture, goes to the playoffs in his first year. You know, take no granted, yeah, had some shortcomings in the playoffs and had to overcome that and then get you, like, you know, a few plays and a few coach mistakes away from winning the damn Super Bowl. And his legacy is secure. But, yeah, I get it. He didn't. But the guy has always been a class act. He's always been a class act. We talked about donating $500,000 in 2020 to help some folks in the city. Let's bring people together. That's what Matt was about. And if you don't – and you can't respect that, then you got to look in the mirror because I said earlier, I don't know what your core values are. I don't know what more you expect out of a star player than making everyone around him better.
Yeah.
And taking nothing but bull – his entire career. I wrote a blog in 15 saying, hey, if Deshaun Watson comes out, let's get rid of Matt Ryan. Let's go pick this kid up. And then later in 16, I apologize for that as he won the NFC Championship and took us to the Super Bowl. He's always been a great guy, and he deserves more love from this city.
I'll say this, and then we'll let you hear what he said about thanking the fans for this roller coaster career. You know what else Matt Ryan was? The tough SOB, man. He didn't miss games. Uh-huh. Dude, he took shots. He took hits, and he got up. He did not miss games. He was not right. One of these injury-prone, my pinky hurts, oh, I can't play on Sunday, one of these dudes. He played every Sunday. Win, lose, or draw, Mike, he was out there.
Right.
I respect that. He did it at the hardest position, and you know you're going to take shots. You know you're going to get hit. So that's another thing. In this day and age where we know guys just miss games for, oh, I got a little ache. This guy showed up.
Right. And even when he had the turf toe back, I think it was 2009, still trying to get out there and grit it. I mean, the guy, you just touched on it. The dude is a leader. You know, we were talking about leadership. What does that mean? He was loved and respected in that locker room. Look, I get it. There's some guys out there don't mean a thing without the ring, and I understand that, but we're just talking about the human being, you know, and what he meant to this franchise. Remember, when I first moved here, I was like, what do you mean? Come on. They never had back-to-back winning seasons? Exactly. You know, he was that guy. He set the course. Raised the bar of expectations for this thing, you know, of what you expected year in, year out. You know, some of the things were beyond his control. Some of the things with the roster, the coaching things we talked about. But this, and you know, went through multiple offensive coordinators and still put up crazy numbers. And Shanahan was the perfect fit with the MVP season.
Here Matt is today after retiring as a Falcon, signing the official paperwork, which will be sent off and to the league. And as I said, down the road, he'll be a Hall of Famer. The one reason why I say that, even if you don't believe me, is just if you're in the top 10 in passing yards, which he is, all those guys are in the Hall. The only one that's not, and he will be, is Drew Brees. He's on his way. So that is how this works, and that is why I tell you he will be. Here's Matt Ryan.
I want to say thank you. You know, I think for the 14 years that I was the quarterback here, I felt the passion and the energy all the time. And it wasn't all smooth sailing. You know, there were ups and downs, and I'm sure lots of frustration and lots of, you know, enjoyable times as well. But I never took it lightly. You know, I kind of understood the position and the responsibility, you know, that I had. And I tried to do it as best as I could.
He also talked about being in the same realm as the other stars in other sports, like Dominique and Chipper here in our city. And he mentioned those guys as he talked about retiring.
And then as far as, you know, looking back and, you know, how other people see you, and, you know, I'm just proud to be a part of it. You know, there's some unbelievable athletes who have come through Atlanta, you know, whether you're talking about Dominique or Chipper or you name the pitcher for the Braves, right? Like, there's just some unbelievable guys that have come through this city and been able to play at a high level for a long time. And just to even be mentioned, you know, with those guys, to me, you know, I think back of those Braves guys. They, like, ruined my childhood growing up as a Phillies fan. So then I got to meet them, and I'm like, really? Like, so, you know, to be a part of that conversation is special to me.
It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant McCauley will talk Braves with us. It looks like Albies may be on the mend and on his way back before the end of the week. We'll also talk about the series with the Rangers and what's going to happen tonight. Matt Ryan, Mike, was talking about finding peace outside of being a football player. And I thought this was interesting because I think this is hard on these guys, man. All you've done your entire life, and that defines you, and then you step away. Here's what he said about it.
I'm not sure you're ever, like, truly, you know, give in to the fact that you're no longer a player, right? Like, I don't know if that part ever kind of leaves you. Yeah, but the year in Indy was tough. And so on my family, you know, Sarah was pregnant with Cal. And it, for me, you know, it was the time in life and the time for us as a family that, you know what, my guys were starting school. Things, there were other things outside of just myself that were important to me. And so I think that was probably the driving force for me saying, all right, let's explore, you know, what other avenues are out there. And I got to do it, you know, selfishly, I got to do it for a long time. And like I mentioned, you know, Sarah took so much off of that, but at some point, you know, marriage is a team, and, you know, you've got to play your role. And so I think that's what kind of gives me peace, you know, with all of it is I think, you know, moving away and kind of finding other things to do is better for where we're at right now.
You know, there's been some great quarterbacks that play in the NFL, Carl, that never won a Super Bowl. You know, you can start with Fran Tarkington, who we've had on the show, to Dan Marino, we've had on the show. And there's guys of his same era, like Philip Rivers, you know, who's a guy that, you know, some people say, well, if Ryan goes in the Hall of Fame, like, I don't care about other quarterbacks. I just know this guy's got everything on the resume, top 10 right now, Carl, in passing yards you brought up earlier, to put him in. The ring is the thing for some, and MVP is kind of a thing when you put it with the kind of career that he has, it gets you in. But one thing for certain, I mean, the guy, he should have retired, and he shouldn't have had to do the one-day contract, because they never, ever should have tried to get in the mix for Deshaun Watson if they couldn't. And the other thing was that, Carl, you didn't. I still think it was Arthur Blank that tried to make this move, because I can't imagine the GM doing it, knowing what was at stake and not having the chips to do it at the big table, that Matt, he gets traded for a third-rounder, right? That was it, because you cut him off at the knees. It was a shame that it ended that way. But, of course, today, like everything else he does, he takes it with the high road and retires.
No, listen, and you will see the pictures of him hugging Arthur Blank and Mr. Blank talking about him and saying the things that he, you know, what he means to Matt. I don't think he's not lying about those things. I think, right. You know, he means a lot to Arthur Blank and his family and what he meant coming here. Mike's right. We forget how crazy 08 was. It was crazy.
I mean, it was just, the word toxic describes it. Steve Wyche talked about it, what a dark place the franchise was in. And you come in, here you are, you're a rookie. Hey, I can't wait to move for the, blank you, man, I want Vic. You know, that's welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what this guy unfortunately dealt with so much of his career.
Which is why, Mike, he was now, 15 years later, the right guy.
Right.
A lot of guys could not have handled what Matt Ryan handled. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant McCauley is going to join us next. We'll talk Braves as they had a great weekend. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Braves country, how about those Braves? Over the weekend, it was a nice series win against the Rangers, and here come the Marlins. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk to our buddy Grant McCauley, the best baseball guy in the business. He covers the Braves and MLB for us. And, Grant, I want to start with, Mike and I and the afternoon show as a whole, we were all like, what is Travis d'Arnaud eating? What is going on with d'Arnaud? Because he is just seeing the ball, crushing the ball. Friday night, the 3 home runs was incredible, but then you come back the next night, I'll take another one.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just finally kind of clicked for him, and that's kind of the way it works over the course of a long season where you maybe aren't seeing it well. Maybe you are sometimes, and you're hitting the ball hard and just not really getting rewarded for it, but you know, whatever the case, I mean, it was a 3 home run game, second of his career, only the, third catcher in baseball history to do that, and the others are Johnny Bench and Gary Carter. That's pretty good company.
Oh.
Then he comes back the next night and gets on base 4 more times, including his 4th home run in 2 days. So whatever he's eating, whatever he's doing, we did ask him a little bit about the bat that he's using after the game. And he said, look, it's a Ronald Acuna Jr. model. Mine's just 1 inch longer than Ronald's is because he prefers to use a longer bat so that he, you know, doesn't hit it off the end of the bat so often. So, yeah, those are the details as far as I know. And I did notice before the game in the last round of BP when they did their home run hitting contest, Travis lost on Friday night. He had to do those push-ups right before the game. Maybe it's the push-ups that got him started.
Now, I understand that with Murph out, that you got to give him a break because I think he played something like 8 times in like 9 days or something like that. I get it. But, man, it just – He's so damn hot. I mean, I don't mean in that way. I mean, he was just killing it, to Carl's point. I just felt like, man, because even though you can't win them all, granted, we still won the other series, the Phillies are red hot, and they're on a six-game win streak. I just felt like, you know, he would have given you a little more punch.
Yeah, I feel like the Phillies are definitely taking advantage of their schedule right now, too, and that's what you should do. I think that's what the Braves have done, catching an Astros and a Rangers team that were each dealing with their own, you know, pitching injuries, which is not uncommon across all of baseball. But talking to Brian Snitker a little bit about the playing time, he said, look, I mean, this is April. I'm not trying to run Travis into the ground, particularly with Sean not available. So I do think you'll see about every third or fourth day that that Chadwick Trump is going to get an opportunity to catch. And that's just kind of part of the maintenance of all of this. Travis being 35, having that concussion history as well. I mean, you can't plot out a time, and you can't avoid injuries. Like, you don't know how they happen or what circumstances they might. But they're just trying to, I think, take as good a care of Travis as they can moving along. And hopefully, you know, within the next week or 10 days, as Sean Murphy started to ramp up his activity, he'll be able to start swinging a bat. And when he does that and gets back, then I think we start seeing the opportunity for a little bit more leeway with the playing time for either catcher if they're hot.
All right, from one guy that's swinging that thing to the other guy, Marcell Ozuna, ninth home run of the season, league leading. Grant, I didn't see this. Did you see this?
I mean, I saw the last 5 months of 2023, but right, this is just such a just far and away different discussion than we were having a year ago, when it was, all right, how long can the Braves afford to bring this guy along and hold him on a roster spot? I mean, when do you reach that point of diminishing returns where you just eat the money and let him move on? And the Braves didn't do that. And then we saw what happened at the end of last year. Now, fast forward to 2024, I think we're having a totally different discussion, which is going to be, hey, what about that option for 2025? Got to bring Marcell back, don't you? So it's fascinating what he's done early in the year. I mean, he's in the top, 10 in Major League Baseball in batting, leading MLB in home runs and runs batted in. And while you knew the Braves offense was going to be among the league's best, I don't think you necessarily had Marcell being the lead dog in all of that, but that's exactly what he is. And it's a good thing, because it takes different guys at different times. And I think that speaks to the depth of the Braves lineup and certainly the power, which Marcell Ozuna has no shortage of.
Only drawback was that bottom of the eighth, where they had first and third, nobody out, they couldn't play to run.
Yeah.
And Vines, unfortunately, can't hold that 3-run lead.
Yeah, with Vines, I think he got a little bit too reliant on the changeup last night. Both the home runs that he allowed in the fourth inning came off changeups. So one of them, I believe, was on the first pitch. I think that was the 3-run shot Andrew Kisner hit, the catcher that put the Rangers on top really for good. I think that with Vines, again, he's a precision-type pitcher. He's not going to blow you away. It's not about throwing a whole bunch of fastballs. But he threw his changeup nearly 50% of the time. It might have been just a bit too reliant against a major league lineup. You might get through the first, the first time through that order. But that second time through, if you continue to really use the same pitches, same location, same patterns, they're going to pick that stuff up pretty quick. And I think that might have been what happened in that fourth inning.
It's Grant McCauley, guys. We're talking about the Braves. All right, what about this series that starts tonight? What are you thinking? And, I don't want to overlook anybody. You got to come out and play every night. But, like, this is another series we should win.
Yeah, it is. And that obviously is going to be the goal for the Braves, who had to use some dramatics, thanks to Marcell Ozuna, to take 2 out of 3 from the Marlins down in Miami last weekend. They'll be looking for maybe just a bit more straightforward and less dramatic way of winning these games over the next 3 days. But you're right, you can't overlook anybody. You know, the Braves are bringing up Bryce Elder. I'm sure we'll talk about that. He's getting the ball tonight. That allows them to move everyone back, give an extra day of rest. You got Max Fried in Game 2, and Ronaldo Lopez will throw the finale in Game 3. So they're lining up the rotation, finally got to the point where they were able to figure out how to get Bryce Elder into the starting five. And I think that's a pattern that we're going to see for a while to come, rather than trying to mix and match different guys coming up and then optioning them back out. Hopefully Bryce Elder is able to come and give them some consistency. So that's something I am looking forward to tonight. And then, as we saw, the Marlins are a team, just like so many others, that are having some trouble getting the starting pitching injuries under control. So if you can take advantage of that early, and the Braves certainly like seeing lefties, so maybe they can do that to Ryan Weathers tonight, build up a nice big lead and get Bryce Elder comfortable out there on the mound.
I know that he hit the 10-day DL, but it looks like Ozzie's going to come back sooner than later.
Yeah, and that's what it's looking like. I mean, I saw him over the weekend, and he looked no worse for the wear, getting around pretty well. He had already started doing fielding drills, and Now it sounds like he's been cleared to really resume baseball activities. So fortunately, you know, as Brian Snitker said in the offing, I mean, he didn't have to have a surgery to correct the foot. And as it turned out, maybe it was about as minor as it could possibly be. So he could be back after just the 10-day stint on the injured list, and the Braves will be very happy to see that, because Ozzie Albies is a huge part of their success, and that is a huge bullet dodged when it comes to injuries, because the Braves are already dealing with the Sean Murphy when we talked about. Clearly, Spencer Strider being out, Ozzie Albies was the third All-Star who hit the injured list in the first 3 weeks, so nice to get him back pretty quick.
Grant, did you see what happened with the Yankees today? We talked about it earlier with Aaron Boone. Did you see this?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I've read some about it, and it sounds like that it might have been a case of mistaken identity, but I did not get to watch the play.
Okay. No. Yeah, well, I'll let you do that, and then I want to get your opinion, because it's a little bit unfair to say, hey, what's going on with these umpires?
And that was Hunter Wendelstadt, who heard a Yankee fan right next to the dugout and still goes, I don't care who said it, and runs him.
Are they being a little bit sensitive? Yeah, Aaron Boone, Yankees manager, was ejected 5 pitches into the game today. And to Grant's point, if you've not seen it, it's out there. But basically, he's chilling in the dugout, and he does not say anything, and he gets thrown out. So I was going to ask you, but I'll let you see it, and then I'll ask you tomorrow, because when you watch it, it's like, what? You're going to throw this guy out, and he says he didn't do it? I mean, everybody in the dugout's like, he didn't say it. So it was crazy.
I did read this statement from Hunter Wendelstadt that is Aaron Boone's the manager, so he's in charge. And I don't know if he's in charge of every possible person that comes through the turnstiles, though. I think that might be taking it a little bit too far.
Okay. I was going to say, I mean, I know, Grant, I say this to you probably once every 2 or 3 weeks. I just wish they'd fire everybody and start again. It just seems like we're creeping back to where it was years ago when they went on strike and then everyone said, okay, well, don't come back to work and we'll rehire some of you. It just seems like they can all be replaced, Grant. Tell me the robot thing in the minor leagues can come to the big leagues.
It's certainly possible. I mean, that challenge system seems like, you know, if they're testing it out in the minors, it's with an eye of bringing it up to the big league level. But will it stop some short fuses and egos and some things that might get a little bit bruised over the course of a game? I don't know so much about that. I'm not here to tell you that we need to eliminate the human element altogether, but I'd like to make it more uniform, particularly when it comes to getting calls right, calling balls and strikes a little bit more consistently, those kinds of things. I don't want to have it be a bunch of guesswork as to what's a strike tonight that wasn't last night.
All right. Good stuff, Grant. We'll see what happens tonight with the Braves, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, my friend. Take care. Appreciate you.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
I mean, we've talked about this. I know you and I joke around about the robot umps, Carl, but the technology exists. You see it in sports across the board.
Oh, it's there.
Tennis is the Cyclops technology, which you're basically superimposing that strike zone you see at home. Grant brought it up. The egos are involved and the umpires union, which the owners have the power to say pound sand.
With AI now at play, Mike, it's only a matter of time. I mean, it's
Angel Hernandez is a walking embarrassment.
Well, I just think when you take these personal things, I believe that was personal today. You could have easily walked over and had a conversation with Aaron Boone and said, what was that?
Right.
And he says, I didn't say that. You know, and he's looking, and they could have made that right. Instead, he immediately went there. And I think that was a personal thing that allowed him to throw him out of the game. By the way, Shohei Ohtani, guys, is hitting .368. I just want to mention that because we all talk about his contract and all the things this summer. This has nothing to do with the gambling and Ippy and all the stuff that happened with his translator. I'm just saying, Mike, he's hitting .368.
Wow.
All right. We got more to get to. Top 3 at 6 is on the way. Matt Ryan retires officially as a Falcon. And we have not dove into any of the NBA playoff stuff that we saw last night. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. But the bigger story here for us is what is going to happen with Trae Young. We'll revisit that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.